A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Lamed Tes, Psachim 39a, pagination page 77. Starting from the top of the page, the topic of Maror, the bitter herbs for the Pesach Seder. The Mishnah states, Ve'elu yirakos sha'adam yotzei bohen yedei chavasa ba'pesach. And these are the herbs, the vegetables, that a person can fulfill his obligation on Pesach, referring to Maror. And the Mishnah lists off a number of things. Some of them we know how to translate, some of them we don't. Bachazeres, betamcha, becharchavina, uveulshin, uvemoror. That's the list. The Gemara will tell us towards the bottom of this page that this list is intended in certain ways to parallel the concept that we saw by matzah, that matzah can be made from any one of five different grains. And here also we're being told that maror is not a one type only mitzvah, but rather, as the pasuk says, al matzos umirorim, mirorim, bitter herbs in the plural, indicates that there are more than one type. And in fact, the Gemara expands and says, just like matzah, it's not just two, it's more than that. So here also, maror, there are multiple possibilities in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Let's skip down to where the Gemara begins. You'll see the gimel mem at the end of a line, and then we begin about eight lines from the top. The Gemara tells us, chazeres, if you're wondering what chazeres is, the first one of the items listed in the Mishnah, it's chaso, which is generally translated as lettuce. And there's discussion whether any lettuce or the common custom is specifically romaine lettuce. The challenge with lettuce to use it for maror is, as we know, the bug issue. If one is using romaine, it grows as an open leaf with allowing bugs to get in. It has to be washed and checked properly. Ulshin, what are ulshin? So we're told they are hindvi, which some translate similar sound, that hindvi is endive, and specifically the Belgian endive is known to be a preference regarding the bug checking issue, in that it can simply be rinsed off, and typically, at least what we've encountered, it's relatively bug-free. And finally, tamcha, which is generally understood to be horseradish. And over here we have these three types of commonly used maror possibilities. A lettuce, specifically romaine lettuce, endive, if we translate it as such, and horseradish. It's certainly, from a scholarly perspective, not limited to these three, but because we have trouble identifying which one's yes and which one's not, these are the ones that are commonly accepted. The challenge by horseradish is that a person has to eat a kazayas the size of a olive, as the expression goes. The question, of course, is which olive, what size exactly. But a person has to eat approximately 1 ounce of the horseradish, and that becomes challenging because it is very strong. If a person airs it out too much, at some point it loses its quality as maror. But drawing that balance is what's necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvah. The challenge with endive is that much of the endive on the market is reputed to be grown hydroponically. And that becomes a bit of a challenge. Number one, what bracha is supposed to be made on hydroponically grown vegetables? And the simple approach is that it's a shahakol and not adama, because it's not growing in the ground. Borei pri ho adama. It's not coming from the ground. And the precedent for that is not so much hydroponically grown vegetables, but rather a case of vegetables grown in a flower pot. Otzitz she'eno nakuv, and there is material on that, literature, and hydroponically would become a challenge. Also, not only in the bracha that should be said, and our custom is that the karpas bracha covers the maror, and that's adama, but there's also a challenge which is presented later in the Gemara, that maror is supposed to be gidule karka, growing from the ground. And hydroponically grown is not growing from the ground, and that would be another challenge. So again, each one of these, the lettuce, the endive, the horseradish, has its benefits. There are people that purposely use it because they think it's the better form of maror, but each one has certain considerations. One of the common questions that occurs regarding the mitzvah of maror and whatever type you use is, does it have to actually be bitter? So in the case of horseradish, you can answer that hands down. It's bitter. Strong. The question, though, regarding lettuce or endive is that the vegetable as we encounter it is not particularly bitter. And one of the answers given to that is found based on our Gemara, which is that even though it doesn't have that quality right now, but had it been left in the ground, it would eventually get a certain quality, and that potential of transition is very significant regarding maror, because as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara says that the nature of maror is that it changes from being soft to being hard, and that represents the relationship of enslavement which we had with the Egyptians. At first they were soft, they invited us to work for the commonwealth, and they paid us. And once everybody was registered, they went ahead and enslaved the Jews and required them to come, of course, without any pay, and as slave backbreaking labor. Let's take a look at the Gemara, counting into the wide lines, about 10 lines. The beginning of a line is halacha ke'acherim, and then we begin with a bit of an anecdote. Ravino ashkechel ravacha b'rei derova dava mahader amerirto. Ravina found Ravacha, the son of Rava, that this Ravacha was looking for a specific type of maror. He wanted it that it should be bitter. So he was looking for a certain type. Amale, he said to him, my daitech, why are you paying so much attention? Why don't you use the chasa, the type of lettuce that everyone else uses that's more accessible? Demiririm tefeh, you're looking for something that's really bitter? V'chazeres tenan, the Mishnah says that you could use chazeres, which is this leafy vegetable. V'tana devei Shmuel chazeres, v'am Rav Yoshia mitzvah b'chazeres. And we learned that it's even better to use the one that's listed earlier in the list. V'amar Rava mai chazeres. What is chazeres? Chasa. Mai chasa. What is chasa? Dechos rachmana ilavein. It comes from the word mercy. And therefore, chazeres gets priority. V'amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni amar Rav Yonasan. Lamanim shlo mitzriyim kimorar. Why are the Egyptians compared to morar? Lo malach. It's a comparison. It starts off soft and it ends up hard. It starts off soft and it ends up hard. That's how the Egyptians enslaved us. And similarly, these leafy vegetables, even though right now they don't have the harshness that one would expect from maror, but it develops as such if you leave it be. And our mitzvah is to eat the type, the min, the herb, even if right now it doesn't have intense bitterness. Amalei hadrivi. So he said, I go back on my approach, and willing to use the regular chazaras that other people are using. Let's squeeze in one little piece more. I mentioned regarding hydroponics that the Gemara says that it should be gidulei karka. Omale Rav Ruchumi la Abaye mimayda ha'mora min yereku ema merirta de kufya. Why can't the moror of the pasuk be referring to some bitter part of the fish, for example? And the Gemara answers, dumya de matzo. It has to be compared to matzo. Ma matzo gidule karka, just like matzo comes from the ground. Af moror gidule karka, also the bitter herbs have to be something that grew from the ground. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.